one that I remember distinctly was I took him out shooting one time, and he and I were the only ones on this particular shooting trip. And out at Aldridge's, Fred had this main building. It's kind of a butler building that he partially converted into a house, so he kind of lived in this metal building. And there was a small cabin out down by the pond. I guess it's about a half acre pond. It's not a giant one, but it's full of bass. And near the pond was a small cabin. He used to have a regular house out there, but it burned down, so that's when he built this butler building. But the little cabin by the pond remained. And it had a kitchen in it and everything, but no one ever really used it. Except the shooting, the little target area was right near this cabin. And it was this stone wall, and William was just first beginning to get the idea to do shotgun art, to take something and shoot it and make art out of it. And so he had brought out, I believe it was a piece of plywood that day, and he asked me to hang an ink bottle, like from a rubber band on the plywood, and he was going to shoot the ink bottle, and it was going to splatter onto the wood and make some kind of art. So he had one of his fairly large caliber pistols. He had on his ear protectors, and I didn't have any ear protectors, so I went in the cabin, so I didn't have to listen to this while he popped off his shot. But I could see him through the door, through the glass door. I couldn't see the target, but I could see him standing there with his gun. And he fired. And when he did, all this ink came back and splashed him in the face. And he thought he had been hit. He thought it had ricocheted and hit him in the head, the bullet. And he thought it was blood. He started screeching and panicking. Oh my God! And he started wiping it like this and looking at it and going, wait a minute, that's not blood. But the expression on his face, I'll never forget. He was absolutely terrified that he had been shot by a ricochet.